Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告开始。
Dear God, thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
Help us as we study that you will help us to understand and to hear you speak.
帮助我们在学习你话语的时候，打开我们的心，能听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
I want to start by reviewing last week's homework.
我们以这个上个星期的家庭作业复习开始。
I had one person tell me I did not finish.
有一个人告诉我，学生说，他没有完成。
I will not say who that is.
我不会说你是谁。
I don't want to embarrass Brother Charles.
我可不想让查理弟兄很不好看。
Not that he is the one who said that.
他不是那个说的那个人。
But let me ask for those of you who at least started.
至少你是做了一些家庭作业的，问起你们。
How many of you started through Ephesians, highlighting in Christ?
多少人把那个以弗所里边那个在基督里给用那个彩色笔画下来了？有多少人
？Several hands. Good.
好多人举手。
What did you see of the blessings that come to us because we are in Christ?
因为我们在基督里，那我们有什么祝福呢？你找到什么祝福了
？Someone tell me one of the blessings that comes to us in Christ.
在基督，因为我们在基督里，那我们在就在第一以弗所第一章有什么？他有人说是救恩，有的说成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Okay, can you give me a verse?
可不可以把那个经文告诉我？第四节，第四节第五节有个姐妹说 ，verse four and five。
Four and five, okay。
还有就是
redemption, okay。
就是那个救赎。
Forgiveness of sin,
赦罪。
Chosen, good。
被拣选。就是。
Two verse six, we are what?
第二章第六节。
Very good, okay。
跟他一同复活，坐在天上。还有什么
？And all of that is wrapped up in the word salvation.
所有这一切都总结就是说救恩。
What I'm wanting you to see as you read through Ephesians is the very specific things that come to us in Christ.
就是说，你通读以弗所书，你看到这所有我们所能享受的一切在基督里边。
Beginning, I think, in January, in this class, we are going to spend a few months studying Ephesians.
就是始于就是下个明年的一月份，我们会开始研读以弗所书。
And one of the things that we will see is each of those words in 1 through 3 that describe what comes to us in Christ are full of rich meaning.
就是说在基督里边所有这个里边我们所能享受的福气都有很丰富的意义在
And if we understand them, they change very much how we look at our life.
如果我们真的是能够理解这个会对我们如何看待生活有很大的改变。
Many of us have probably struggled at some point in our life feeling like, you know, I'm really not worth very much.
我们很多人可能在我们的生命中我们都有这种面对这种挣扎就觉得自己不是很有价值。
You can probably tell that I am not an athlete.
你可能能够看出来我不是一个体育很好的人。
I don't know if they do this still in elementary school or not, but when I was in school, you chose the teams.
我不知道说他们在小学现在是不是还这样做但是在我那时候上学的时候呢他们会选择这个队团队
So I can still remember
我还记得
Third grade
三年级的一个小孩
Two captains
两个那个队长
One says okay I want Brother Quincy on my team
然后那时候哦我要这个 Quincy 在我
的队 Someone else says Yu Chin he looks good
他说我要那个雨辰弟兄他看上去很挺
And we would get divided up
然后我们就被分开了
Until there were three of us left.
只有三个人没被选。
And yes, I was one of the three.
然后我就是那其中的三个人中间的一个。
And the captains would look at us.
然后队长就看着我们三个。
And then they would talk.
然后他们就互相这样交谈。
If you will take those two, I will let him come.
他说如果你把那两个都给选走了我就让这个过来。
No, 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 no. You have to take those two and I'll take him.
他说你选那两个人让那个到我这边。
And when you're in third grade, that really feels very difficult.
在你三年级那个九岁大十岁大的小孩对你来讲那个是很难受的。
And maybe you are more athletic.
也许你的那个运动细胞很好。
But there may be some area in your life that sometimes you have struggled and thought, I just am not worth very much.
就是但是在你的生命中肯定有一些方面你觉得你在那方面是很没有价值的。
But when you read Ephesians 1,
当你读以弗所书第一章的时候
we are chosen in him.
我们在基督里拣选了我们。
That's incredible.
这对我们来讲是不可思议的。
The king of the universe.
这个整个创造宇宙的主宰者他
chose you.
他拣选了你。
And now I wish as an old man I could go back to that, you know, team captain.
我现在希望作为一个这么年老的人我能回到
当年的那个队长。And say, look, you blew it.
说你看你都你就没拣选。
You could have had me on your team.
你应该选我当时在你的
队里面。And look, it says, I was chosen by God.
你知道吗我已经被神拣选了。
You really missed out on me.
你可真是吃大亏了你没选我。
As you look at what the blessings are that come to us in Christ, it is wonderful.
你看看在基督里边所能临到的这一切的福气，那真的是很棒。
Now, how many of you got to chapters 4 through 6?
多少人已经读到第四、第六章了？哦
，OK，
很多人，不少人举手。
All right. So, what are some of the responsibilities? Because we have been chosen, we have been blessed.Now he says, starting in chapter 4, therefore, because of that, here's what you're to do.
就是说，因为我们在基督里被拣选，有这些福气，那我们的责任是什么呢？所以在第四章他开始说，因此，既然蒙召，他就说、
okay.
因为我们在基督里被拣选所以我们的责任是要顺服我们的先生爱我们的妻子然后呢听从我们的父母
But you will have to choose. You can only do one of those.
你只能选一个因为年轻人你只能选一个
All right, very good. Good summary, all right.
非常好的总结
Now, and I think I'll just spend a minute on this one because that one is very good.
因为那个他的总结真的很好
If you ignore the in Christ,
如果你要是忽略那个在基督里
if you ignore the blessing,
如果你忽略那个福气
those three things he said become very frustrating.
你如果你没有在基督里有那个福气的话，这三样要说的对你来讲是让你一件非常沮丧懊恼的事情。
There's a whole lot of people in the world who read Ephesians 5 and 6 and get angry.
有好多这个世界上人读第五章第六章读得很生气。
I'm not going to submit to my husband.
我才不能顺从我先生呢。
And love my wife as Christ loved the church. That's impossible. Have you ever seen her?
他说像基督那样爱教会那不可能。你见过他吗？
She's cranky and hard to get along with.
他天天一天到晚乱发脾气，很难相处。
Not my wife. Not my.
不是我太太，我先生也不是我太太。
But if I understand all of this happens,
如果你要是想让这些发生的话
in Christ,
必须是在基督里
this is part of who I am in Him.
这是我在他里面的身份，是我在他里面就是这样的。
He chose me.
他拣选了我。
He set me apart.
他把我分别出来。
And now He says, "In me, this is how you live."
这就是说，在我里边你是这样生活的。
Suddenly, chapters 4 through 6 are not a heavy burden.
突然之间呢，这个四章到六章不再是一个沉重的负担。
But they are the natural way of walking in Him.
就是你在他里边这样子自然，在他里边和他同行，在他里边行事，这就是一个自然而然的结果。
Okay, we will be looking much more starting in January at Ephesians.
明年一月份呢，我们会更仔细的来研读以弗所书。
But for now, I just want to get you to looking.Through scripture, for key ideas and noticing them.
就是你现在就把这个圣经这样通读过去，去找里边的主要的那个主要要讲的主题。
Let me give you an assignment for this week. It's on the handout that Elder Young gave you.
这个星期杨长老给大家的这个家庭作业是什么呢
？Read through 1 Peter.
阅读彼得前书。
We had a good introduction to this morning.
今天早晨我们有一个很好的这个前言。
Read through 1 Peter.
就是去读
And highlight anywhere you see the phrase one another.
每次看到彼此这个词组时，就用彩色笔画出来。
And then just make a list of what we are to do to one another as the body of Christ.
作为基督的身体，那我们彼此之间应该如何相待？把这个列下来。
So do that in 1 Peter this week.
所以这个是你这个星期的家庭作业。
Now we are looking at some principles, kind of a wrap up this week and next week.
这个星期和下个星期相当于一个总结式的。
We have talked about observing the text.
我们讲过这个观察经文。
We've talked about interpreting.
我们也讲过这个释经解释经文。
We've talked about applying it.
我们也讲到这个应用。
I came across a quote this week that I wanted to share with you about application.
我这个星期想要跟你们分享关于这个这个应用。
Peter Marshall said this.
一个叫彼得的人这么说。
I wonder what would happen if everyone in a church agreed.
如果在教会的每一个人都同意这件事情，会有什么发生呢？
To read one of the gospels until we came to a place that told us to do something.
我们就去读那个福音书，然后到了一个地方，他告诉我们要去做什么。
And then we all went and did it.
然后我们所有的人都看到这个诫命，这个吩咐，我们都去做了。
And after we had done that, we came back and started reading again.
然后我们做完这个之后，我们再回来，再继续读。
What would happen, he said?
那就会发生什么情况？什么情况出现呢？
If we just applied the gospels.
就是我们把这个福音就应用出来。
Read them.
就读这个福音书信
and do them.
然后就去应用，就去做，行出来。
I think the answer to his question is this.
我觉得对他这个问题的答案会是什么呢？
Our lives would be changed.
我们的生命会整个翻转。
Our church would be changed.
我们的教会也会被翻转。
And ultimately,
最终
our world would be changed.
我们整个世界也会被翻转。
If every Christian simply read what it says.
如果每个基督徒就是单单的去读你的圣经
and went out and did it.
然后把它活出来
That's application.
这是应用
Now this morning and into next week I want to be looking at some overall principles that guide us as we do these steps.
今天我们来看就是说这个整个的这个原则来我们来读这个应用的原则
The first one.
第一个
is simply start with scripture.
第一个就是说你要始于经文。
Start with the scripture instead of starting with your conclusion about scripture.
是始于经文而不是你关于经文的解释，你关于经文的结论。
I was riding with someone.
我有一次跟一个人坐一个人的车。
And he had a GPS.
他有一个定位系统。
He put in the address of where we were going.
他就把那个要去的地方给输到里面。
We drove a while.
然后我们就开了一阵。
And it said turn right.
然后那个定位系统告诉他你要往右拐。
We turned left.
但是我们去往左拐了。
And I said, that thing said turn right.
那我说你的定位系统让你往右拐呀。
Yeah, I know, but I know the way.
他说我知道，但是我知道怎么走。
The GPS is wrong.
他说这个定位系统错了。
After a while, it said, "Make a U-turn."
然后再过了一次，他又说你打个180度的转弯。
We kept going.
然后我们也没听，继续走。
The says, "Make a U-turn."
我说，哎，他不是说让你有个180度的转弯吗
？I know the way.
他说没关系，我知道怎么走。
Eventually, we were completely lost.
最后呢，我们就完全的不知道开到哪儿去了。
Some people read the Bible that way.
有些人读圣经是这么读，就是这样的方式。
I heard a preacher.
我听到一个讲员
Someone asked him about a verse in the Bible.
有人就问他关于圣经中一句经文
He looked it up and read it.
然后他就就翻开读了
It said something he didn't like very much.
他说的是他的那个解释是他那个经文说的意思不是他所喜欢的
And so he said,
然后他就说
I don't know what this means.
他说我不知道这个意思是什么
But it doesn't mean what it says.
但是他肯定不是意味着他要就是这个上面说的。
He had started with what he wanted it to say.
他就是始于说他想希望这个经文是在
And then went backwards.
然后这就是然后他才开始解释。
Can I suggest first of all when you study scripture?
我可不可以建议当你开始始于经文的时候
Start with the scripture.
你就是由这个圣经上的经文来开始。
Otherwise,
不然的话,
scripture doesn't line up with what you want it to say.
如果这个经文跟你, 它你所希望的不相符合的时候,
you will often ignore scripture.
你就很容易就是忽略这个经圣经上所说的。
Now all of us start with certain presuppositions. That's human.
作为人我们这很自然, 就是我们都有自己刚开始的假设跟意见。
We all start from a particular point of view.
我们都有一个事先已经有一个观点在那里边了。
The problem comes if our presuppositions cause us to ignore what Scripture says.
所以问题就是当我们的这个假设，我们的前提，让我们开始忽略经文的时候。
Always start with the text.
所以呢，你总是由这个经文开始。
Start with the Scripture. What does it say?
就是这个死于，就是看这个经文，它到底说的是什么？That
forces us.
这个就会强，就是让我们
to take the time.
就是花时间
to grapple with the text.
就是仔细的来，就是研读这个经文。To
say, God, what is this saying to me?
你就问神说，神呐，到底这句话是对我是什么意思呢？
Rather than just carelessly saying,
而不是就是这么漫不经心的说。
Now, I don't know what it means. But I'm sure it doesn't mean what it says. And going on. Let me give you an example. Matthew 5:48. You must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. I was speaking and read this scripture.
在讲这些经文,
and the translator stopped.
然后呢，有一次我在讲, 然后这个翻译的人突然停下来了,
and looked at me and said,
然后就对看着我说,
that can't be right.
那肯定不对嘛,
nobody is perfect.
没人是完全的。
I said, I didn't say it.
我说又不是我说的。
Jesus said it. Talk to him.
耶稣说的, 你跟耶稣讲啊。
Now, it is easy for us to read that.
我就很容易, 就是我们读了这句经文。
And say,
然后就说,
nobody's perfect.
没人是完美完全的。
If I ask, how many of you are perfect?
我如果问你们，你们谁是完全的？
How many hands?
你看没有多少，好像没人举手。
One man said,
有一个人说,
one man said,
有一个人说,
my wife's first husband was, she tells me all the time.
他说我太太的那个前夫是完全的, 因为他老是告诉我他前夫多好。
You all caught it, good for you.
对不对, 大家都知道了。
We can read this and say,
我们可以读这个经文, 然后就说,
no one's perfect.
没有人是完全的,
especially whoever raised their hand.
尤其是那个举手的人。
But if Jesus said, be perfect,
如果主耶稣说你们要完全,
then where do I need to start?
所以我们要从哪里开始呢, 读到这些经文?
With the text, with the scripture.
就是由这个经文开始。
And so I say, how can this be?
你就想说, 诶, 这是怎么实现呢?
I'm supposed to be perfect as my heavenly Father is.
我应该是像我的天父那样完全。
And so I start to read the verses around this.
然后我就读这个经文的就是前后左右。
Because this verse is not all by itself, it's part of a whole paragraph.
因为这句经文呢是一段里边的一句。
He cannot be saying, it seems to me, that I have to have every attribute of my heavenly Father.
他好不是在说我们应该有神的所有的属性。
But what does he mean? So I go backwards.
所以呢，我觉得我就回去读圣经。
Where does this paragraph begin?
这一段的经文出现在一段什么样的情景里面呢？
If you have a Bible divided into paragraphs, where's the first verse of the paragraph?
You should love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
43 is the first verse of the paragraph, right?
如果你回去看了看你的经文，如果那圣经是分成一段的话，你可以看到这是43节。
So let's go backwards.
所以让我们这样往回走。
43 says,
43节，5章43节这样说,
you have heard,
你们听见有话说,
love your neighbor,
当爱你的邻舍,
hate your enemy,
恨你的仇敌。
That's a human way of thinking, right?
这是不是就是人这个很自然而然就这么想?
I love the people who are good to me.
我当然去爱那些对我好的人。
And what do I do to my enemy?
我的仇敌呢?
I hate them.
我恨他们。
They're my enemy.
他是我的敌人。
That's normal.
这是很正常的。
But I say to you,
只是我告诉你们，
love your enemies.
要爱你们的仇敌。
Pray for those who persecute you.
为那逼迫你们的祷告。
And here's the key.
这个关键在这里。
So that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven.
这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。
If I love my enemy,
如果我爱我的仇敌,
if I pray for those who persecute me,
如果我为那些逼迫我的祷告,
I'm going to be a son of my heavenly Father.
我就会成为我天父的儿子。
And all through scripture we see this image.
通过整个圣经我们都能看到这个形象。
We are like whoever our Father is.
我们会像我们的天父。
Any of you men ever been told you look like your father?
有没有谁告诉你说 Daniel Whiskey 说你就看起来很像你的爸爸。
For good or bad, you look like your father.
不管是好还是坏。
We are to be like our father.
我们就应该看起来像我们的天父。
And here he
says,
here is what it means to be like your father.
他在这里想说像你的爸爸天父是就是怎么样的呢？
Love your enemies.
要爱你的仇敌。
Pray for those who persecute you.
为那逼迫的祷告。
That's going to make you like him.
这样就会让你看起来像
你的天父。He makes the sun come up on the evil and the good.
他说，因为呢，神叫日头照好人也。
Then he explains it more.
然后他又再继续解释。
If you love those who love you,
如果你单爱呢，爱你们的人。
What's special about that?
那有什么特别呢？
Everyone does that.
每个人都是这样做的。
If you greet only your brothers,
如果你只是请你弟兄的
安, anybody can do that.
每个人都可以这样做。
You are to be like your heavenly father.
你应该，我们要像我们的天父那样。
Loving your enemy,
爱你的仇敌。
Praying for those who persecute you.
为那逼迫的祷告。
And when you do that, Jesus says,
这样做的时候，耶稣说，
you will have been perfect.
你就是完全的。
You will look like your father.
你就看起来像我你的天父。
Now if I start with my conclusion,
但是如果我要是从我的结论开始，
nobody's perfect.
你说没人是完全的。
Then suddenly I just throw this verse out.
所以我就把这个经文给扔在一边。
I get there and I say, I don't know what it means.
然后我就说，哦，我才不知道这个，我不知道
这个经文什么意思。It doesn't mean what it says.
但是它肯定不是这个意思。
But if I start with scripture,
但是如果我由经文开始的话，
and if I agree whatever it says is supposed to be applied in my life,
如果我同意就是说圣经上所说的我都是应该应用在我的生活中，
then I look at the verses around it,
然后我就看这个经文的上下文，
and I start to say,
我就开始说，是，
this is possible,
这是可能的，
maybe not easy,
可能不容易，
but is it possible to love your enemy?
有没有可能去爱你的仇敌呢？
How many of you think that's possible?
多少人认为这个是可能的，去爱你的仇敌？
Okay. If you don't think it's possible,
如果你不觉得这是可能的，
you come to the marriage retreat.
那你就应该来这个九月初的这个婚姻。
No, not because I see why you laugh. Not because I think your wife is your enemy. No.
不是说我不是说你的太太就是你的仇敌。
Come to the marriage retreat because we're going to see that love is something you choose.
爱是一种选择。
It's not just about a feeling.
不单单是这种感受。
You may not feel warm and fuzzy towards your enemy.
你可能对你的仇敌没有那种很温暖的感受感觉。
But you can choose to love your enemy.
但是你可以选择去爱你的仇敌。
Okay, so is it possible to love your enemy?
有没有可能是有可能爱你的仇敌呢？是可能的。
Is it possible to pray for those who persecute you?
有没有可能为那些逼迫你的祷告呢？
Yes.
是的，也是可能的。
And so this verse, if I start with the verse, becomes not just possible, but a very important guide for my life.
如果我来研读这个经文，我就知道神的这个要求不单单是可能的，而且成为我生活一个很重要的指南。
Because when someone treats me wrong,
因为有人要就是错待我的时候，
I can say,
我可以说，
I'm supposed to be like my heavenly father.
我应该是像我的天父一样。
Choose to love them.
第一个是选择爱他们。
Choose to pray for them.
第二个是, 选择,
so, I didn't get very good response the first time I asked, but now let me ask again.
现在我再问一遍,
how many of you are perfect? Or let me say, how many of you can be perfect?
让我问一下, 就是多少人我们是可以完全的?
You see? Don't start with, well, I don't know what it means.
所以不要以这个结论开始,
because, you know, I don't know if I've asked you all. I've asked my students sometimes. Who is the smartest person who ever lived?
谁是那个世界上最聪明的, 就是历史上纵观历史上最聪明的人?
Jesus.
有的人说,神, 耶稣。
Jesus. You know, I asked that my students would say, Plato.
他们会说, 柏拉图,
Aristotle,
亚历斯多德,
Solomon,
所罗门,
and I would say,
然后我就说,
Jesus,
耶稣,
and so that's not fair.
然后他们就说, 这个好像很公平吗?
We thought you meant a real person.
我们需要一个历史上真正活过的人。
Yeah, I did mean a real person.
我说耶稣是在历史上,
we forget sometimes. We put him in a special box.
好像我们把他另外归类, 把他放在一个镜框里,
put a halo over his head.
然后在耶稣的头上画个那个光环,
and say,
然后说,
that was good religious teaching.
那个是很好的宗教的教导。
But I live in the real world.
但是我活在一个真实的世界里。
We need to remember as we study.
当我们学习, 我们要记住,
did he live in the real world?
主耶稣有没有在这个真实的世界里边生活过呢?
Absolutely.
是的。
When he said to those people listening to him, love your enemies.
当他对于那些听他的人说, 要爱你的仇敌的时候,
who did they think of?
他们会想到谁呢? Romans.
Romans.
他们马上就想到仇敌就是罗马当时,
they knew their enemy.
他们知道罗马人就是他们的仇敌,
and they knew, I don't want to love them.
他也知道说他们不想去爱这个罗马人。
When he says, pray for those who want to kill you,
他说你为那些想要杀你的人祷告的时候,
they are thinking,
他们听众当时的听众想,
why would I pray for a Roman soldier?
我为什么要为一个罗马的士兵祷告呢?
And you can put in whatever your enemy is into that.
所以你可以把你的这个, 你的敌人都放在那个框子里。
Jesus was smart. He was wise.
主耶稣很聪明, 他也很有智慧。
And so his teaching is immensely practical.
所以他所有教导都是非常的实际的。
Don't ever read his teaching and say, well, that's nice religious teaching, but I live in the real world.
不要读他的教导说, 哦, 那个是很好的宗教的教导, 但是我生活在一个现实的世界。
Read his teaching and say,
然后读他的教导, 然后就说,
the smartest man who ever lived,
这个世界上曾经活过的最聪明的人,
said,
他说,
this is the best way to live my life.
这是一个我要生活的最好的方式，最好的生活方式。
And then you're going to have a conversation something like this.
然后你就会有这样的一个对话。
But I think this person doesn't deserve my love.
然后你就会说, 嗯, 这个人我觉得他一点都不配我的爱。
I hate him.
我恨那个人, 我不喜欢那个人。
The smartest person who ever lived said I'd love him.
但是这个最聪明的人告诉我说我要去爱那个人。
So now I have a choice to make.
所以现在我面临一个选择。
And it becomes a pretty simple choice if I realize what I've just said.
然后其实这是一个, 很简单的选择。
And that is this.
就是,
do I think I'm smarter than the smartest person who ever lived?
是不是我觉得我比那个世界上曾经生活过的最聪明的人还要聪明呢?
If the answer is yes,
如果是的话,
then go ahead and hate my enemy.
然后那你就去恨你的仇敌。
But if I think the answer is yes, I'm kind of dumb.
如果你觉得那个是的话, 可能你可能,
but if I can agree that, you know what, I'm not smarter than the smartest person who ever lived,
如果你觉得你赞成说, 你同意说, 我没有那个世界上最聪明的人聪明的话,
then I'm going to say,
然后我应该去说,
it doesn't matter how I feel about this situation.
不管说我在这种对这种境况的反应和感受是什么,
it doesn't matter what I think is smart.
不管我觉得什么是聪明的
Someone a whole lot smarter than me
有一个比我聪明好多的人
Living in the same kind of world I lived in
他活在一个跟我同样的一样的世界
Said the wise thing to do is to love your enemy
他说你这个有聪明的有智慧的做法就是说你去爱你的仇敌
His teaching is very practical
他的教导是非常的实际的
Let's move to the second of these principles
然后我们现在去下边一个
Scripture does not contradict.
经文不会抵触经文，不会自相矛盾。
I like to read.
我很喜欢读书。
And sometimes I'll be reading a book.
有时候我读一本书。
And I'll think, well now, earlier in this book he said this, if this is right, this can't be right.
然后我就想想，哎，他在刚开始书的前半部分他这么说，到后边他又这么说，好像两个不太一致。
I had a student one time turn in a term paper.
我有一个学生他那是教他的写的东西
The title of the term paper it was
他的那个学期的那个期末的那个论文
Who was the author of Ecclesiastes?
他就是这个他的这个主题就是说题目是谁是传道书的作者
It was a 12 page term paper
他写了12页
The first 6 pages argued that Solomon was the author of Ecclesiastes.
然后前六页他就在证明想要说所罗门是传道书的作者。
But this student was not a very good student.
但这个学生不是一个很好的学生。
And they had copied and pasted all of their paper from the internet.
他的作业都是从那个因特网上就是到处找一些就是复制然后连接
Unfortunately, the first 6 pages were copied and pasted from a website that taught that Solomon was the author of Ecclesiastes.
但是他的头六页他所抄的呢都是从那个说所罗门是那个传道书的作者。
But starting at page 7, they had clicked on the link to another webpage.
但是第七页开始呢他就不知道找到另外一个网站。
And the last 6 pages of their papers argue just as strongly that Solomon was not the author of Ecclesiastes.
这个网站就说所罗门呢不是这个传道书的作者。所以他就从那个里边又
And the poor student did not even realize.
然后这个学生呢他是
My paper is arguing with itself.
然后他自己的这个论文都前后不一致观点。
Scripture does not.
可以看。他抄袭 because of plagiarism.
No, I just gave him an
answer. 那个有人们说他是不是因为剽窃被赶到被开除了呢都没有。
Scripture doesn't do that.
他说但是经文却不是这样圣经不是
这样。Or as I would say it if you were a young student, scripture is not a bad term paper.
所以呢如果你是一个刚入学的我就会说那个经圣经不是一个不好的论文。
Wrapped up in the message of Timothy 3:16.
在那个提摩太后书三章十六 first section.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
提摩太后书三章十六节说经文都是神所默示的圣经都是神所默示的
Is this idea,
这个是什么意思
Since it's given by God,
因为圣经是神给的
Since it's his word,
然后是神的话
It will not contradict itself.
所以它不会自相矛盾
Now this is important for this reason.
为什么这个很重要呢
I said on point one,
因为刚才我前面讲到
If I don't start with scripture,
如果我不始于经文的话
Then when scripture contradicts my ideas, I'll ignore scripture.
当这个经文跟我想的不同的时候，我就会忽略经
文。Point two.
但是第二点。
If I don't believe that scripture will not contradict scripture.
如果我不相信圣经不会自相矛盾的话。
When I see something that appears to be a contradiction.
当我看上去好像这两节经文不相矛盾的话，我可能就把这个经文
给忽略掉。But if I accept.Scripture does not contradict itself.
如果我接受这个经文不会抵触经文的
这个观点 Then I will start to ask,
然后我就开始问
What am I missing in my reading and understanding?
你就会问说到底是我在读圣经的时候我错失了什么我在理解哪有什么不对的呢
Once again, I will start to dig into the word.
所以呢我就会仔细的来深入的挖掘这个经文
Part of what I'm wanting you to walk away from this series of classes is this.
我是希望大家学完这个课以后呢
Reading the scripture should be hard work.
你读圣经是一个很辛苦的工作。
And by that I mean this.
我的意思就是说
If I really want to hear God speak,
如果我真的想听到神说话，
I need to dig into His Word.
我需要去深入到神的话语中。
You know, there are a lot of books that really don't require much hard work.
很多书呢，你是不需要花那么多精神，那么多
精力。 You can read them and your mind can be wandering.
然后你可以边读，脑子就在那儿跑神儿。
And you'll still get to the end of the James Patterson book.
然后你读那个很出名的一个写小说，最后你还是可以读完。
And nothing will have changed.
然后你不会有什么改变。
But when I read God's word,
但是当你读神的话语的时候，
I need to dig.
我需要就是
深入。 So let me give you an example.
我给一个一个例子。
Romans 3.
罗马书三章二十八节。
We know.
我们知道。
That a man is justified by faith.
人称义是因着信。
Apart from works of the law.
不在乎遵行律法。
Some translations have it apart from deeds of the law.
有些翻译就是说不在乎那个律法的，不在乎行为。
Galatians 2.
加拉太书二章。
A man is not justified by the works of the law.
人不是因行律法。
But through faith in Jesus.
乃是因信耶稣基督。
So how are we saved?
所以我们是如何得救的呢？
How are we justified?
我们怎么样是被称义的呢？
By faith.
靠着信。
By faith alone, Paul seems to tell us.
好像保罗在说，就是说，单单靠着因着信。
And so we're reading and we say, okay, that's good.
我说，哦，那是很好的。
And then we come to James.
然后我们就读到雅各书。
And James says,
雅各书说,
You see then how that by works a man is justified.
人称义是因着行为。
And not by faith alone.
不是单因着信。
We say, wait a minute.
你说等一下。
How are we justified?
我们怎么样被称义呢？
By faith?
是靠着信。
What does James say?
但是雅各说什么呢？
By works.
他说是因着行为。
You see it?
你看到了吗？
So how many of you would agree Paul is correct?
多少人认为保罗是正确的？
Most of you, okay.
大家都认为保罗是真的。
How many of you think, no, I think James is correct?
多少人说是那个雅各是正确的，大家也都举手。
How many of you say they're both correct?
多少人说他们都对。
That's the right answer. Okay.
这个才是这个正确的答案。
But you understand many people have said these contradict each other.
有些人就说，哦，最近好像互相矛盾嘛。
Even Martin Luther, great, great.
甚至马丁路德这个
leader,
这个伟大的这个宗教改革家，伟大的领。
Said James is an epistle of straw.
他说那个，他说这个雅各书是一个像那个草木和结的书信。
Not equal to Paul.
他说草木和结的书信不像保罗，没有像保罗的书信那么有分量。
At one point, Luther actually argued that maybe James should not have been included in the New Testament.
他甚至有一个地方他在争论说，可能雅各书就不应该包括在新约书信里边。
But if Scripture does not contradict itself,
但是如果经文不会抵触经文的话，
then I say, okay, how are both of these right?
但是我就想会问说，这两个怎么可能都正确呢？
And I began to read.
然后我就开始。
And I look through the rest of James.
然后我就读雅各的前后左右。
And I see that James agrees.
然后我就看到说雅各他同意，他赞成。
Just like Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕。
We are justified by faith.
我们是因信称义。
But James says.
但是雅各说。
Hold on a minute.
等一下。
Once Abraham was justified by faith, what did he do?
亚伯拉罕一旦是因着信被称义之后，他做什么了呢？
He acted. He did something.
他就因为他有这个信心，所以他就做了一些。
Right?
对不对？
And that is a work.
那就是一个行为，那是工作。
God says to Abraham,
神对亚伯拉罕说,
Go to the land I'll show you.
你去那个我所要你子嗣的地。
I will make you a great nation.
我会让你成为大族,
And Abraham says,
亚伯拉罕说,
I believe you.
我相信。
I'm not going to go anywhere.
我哪儿也不去。
But I believe you.
但是我相信你。
Right?
对不对?是那样吗?
No.
不是的。
Abraham says, I believe.
亚伯拉罕说我相信。
And so,
所以呢
I will go.、
Exactly. 我就会去。
James says, yes, we're justified by faith.
雅各说是的我们是因信称义
But that faith requires a response
但是那个信心是要求你有一个回应的
If I truly believe I will do something
如果我真的相信的话我一定会做什么
So then I go to Paul and I say okay
再回到保罗看
But what about Paul
但是保罗说的是什么呢
And what do I see in Paul
我看到保罗呢
Over and over and over
一遍又一遍的，一次又一次的。
You are justified by faith.
保罗说，你称义是因着信。
Therefore,
所以。
And what does he do?
然后要干什么呢？
Tells us things that we're supposed to do.
他就告诉我们应该怎么样行事为人。
Ephesians,
以弗所书。
One through three,
一到三章。
We are justified by faith.
我们是因着信称义。
Starting in chapter 4, what did we see?
但是从第四章开始他说什么?
This is how we will live.
那我们要这样的行事为人。
Let's look at the two that we have here. Romans, we are justified by faith. How?
比如罗马书,我们说我们因信称义。
Faith alone.
就是完全是因信称义。
But go over to chapter 12.
但是你到那个罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
罗马书十二章
I appeal to you to give your bodies as a living sacrifice
他说我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭那是一个行为那是要有行动的
That's a work I'm doing something
你要做那是一个工作那有行动
And if I say to Paul Wait a minute Paul That's not right
如果你对保罗说保罗等等你这样说是不对的
You just got through saying we are justified by faith
你刚刚说了我们是因信称义
Paul is going to say
保罗会说
That's right.
你说的没错。
You're justified by faith.
你是因着信称义。
And here is how we'll know if you actually have any faith or not.
现在我们就知道你到底是不是有这个信心了。
Does it change how you live?
它会不会影响改变你的生活方式呢？改变你的如何生活呢
？So Romans 12.
所以呢，他说，罗马书十二章开始说，他说把你的身体当作活祭。
Verse 9, of course, stay away from everything that is evil.
他说恶要厌恶。
Verse 14, bless those who persecute you.
那个逼迫你们的要给他们祝福。
Verse 20,
二十节说
feed your enemy when he's hungry.
所以你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃。
Chapter 13, be subject to the governing authorities.
第十三章说你们要在上有权柄的要顺服。
We have four chapters.
我们有罗马书有四章。
Of works.
就是四章都在讲你的行为你的工作。
Written by who?
谁写的呢
Paul, the same person who said, how are we justified?
同一个人保罗他说保罗说什么他说我们如何称义呢
By faith.
是因着信。
But for Paul and James both,
不管说是保罗还是雅各他们都
If I truly have faith,
如果我真的是有信心的话
it will be seen in works.
我就会在我的行为在我的行事为人上显示出来
The reason they say it differently
他们说的好像角度不同说的好像不一样
The reason they emphasize two different aspects of the message
好像是在讲两个不同的
Is their audience
是因为他们之所以有不同的角度是因为他们的听众
Paul writes to a Jewish audience
Paul? Okay Write to a Jewish audience保罗他的书信对象是写给犹太人的。
Who thinks?
这犹太人他这些犹太人怎么想
If I keep enough of the law, I'll be right with God.
这些犹太人他们觉得说如果我持守神的律法我就跟神是关系是没有问题的。
No, that's not how you're made right with God.
保罗说这个不是你跟神建立正确的关系的这个方式行而是你是要靠着因着信心和神建立正确的关系。
But you know, we humans are human.
我们人是人人类是
And so as soon as we hear someone say we are justified by faith,
我们一听到别人说哎呀你是因信称义
we want to say,
我们就想说
oh good,
太好了
I can believe and then I can live however I want to.
哦我可以相信然后我想怎么生活就怎么生活
Back to the person I told you last week.
回到上个星期我讲的那个
I like to sin, God likes to forgive, we're a good team.
他说我喜欢犯罪神喜欢饶恕所以我们是一个很好的团队。
Because that's how people we think.
这就是人那个想法。
And James is writing to us who think that way.
那个雅各写的书信对象就是那样想，对，就是这样想的人，有这种想法的人。
Absolutely not.
那个雅各就说那个断乎不可，不是那样的。
If you have faith,
如果你有信心
that faith will be seen in work.
如果你有信心，你的信心一定会在你的行为，在你的行为上被表现出来。
The reformers put it this way.
所以呢，那个改革宗是这样讲的。
We are saved by faith alone.
我们是单单因信称义。
But not by a faith which is alone.
却不是一个单独的信心。
It is faith alone that saves us.
的确是，我们是由单单是因着信心拯救了我们。
But that faith.
但是那个信心
includes
包括了
a complete change of life
包括了一个生命的整个的一个翻转
everything about us is going to be different
我们生命中的方方面面都会不同
let me try to get through one more before they start ringing the bell
在他们响铃之前我们再讲一个
let me do this one scripture was written to be understood
就是说经文写出来是要让我们明白的
Now, if you have a book at home,
如果你在家里有一本书的话
there's a whole bunch of them out there.
有好多书
The Secret Codes of the Bible,
就是会讲说圣经的这个密码
The Hidden Messages of the Bible,
圣经中的这个隐藏的意思
These books that count how many letters there are and divide it by pi and come up with the
他们就是说把多少个数字在那儿然后以那个圆周率来除然后
You will be offended by what I'm going to say.
你可能我说这话会冒犯你。
But let me say it anyway.
不管怎么样，我还是要讲。
The meaning of Scripture.
这个圣经的这个经文的意思。
Is for us to understand.
是让我们能明白。
It was not written.
不是说
secret codes.
不是说好像那个密码或者暗码似的。
It was written for ordinary people.
就是写给普通人的。
To understand.
让普通人能够明白。
I was teaching in Nigeria.
我在那个尼日利亚教书的时候
A student stood up.
有个学生站起来
And he said, I have found in this verse something that no one else has ever seen.
他说我在这个经文里我看出来一个意思是所有人都没看想出来的
I may be the first person ever.
他说我可能是这个有史以来的第一人了解真的了解这些经文
And I stopped him.
然后我就停下来
And I said,Before you tell me what you found,
我说在你告诉我你发现了什么之前
there are only two possibilities.
只有两种可能性
One, you're a genius.
或者你是天才
Or two, you're wrong.
第二个你可能是错的
I don't think you're a genius.
但是我不觉得你是天才
never did find out what he discovered because he sat back down.
然后我也不知道他到底发现了什么因为他就坐下来了
Scripture was written to be understood.
因为经文是为了让人明白而写的
The truth of Scripture is not hidden from us.
这个圣经的真意不会说对我们隐藏。
We read this morning, Psalm 119.
今天早晨我们读到诗篇119篇。
Your word is a lamp to my feet.
你的话是我脚前的灯。
A light to my path.
是我路上的光。
And that means,
那个意味着什么呢
?You and I,
我们你和我
can read it.
我们可以读这个圣经
and understand it.
然后可以了解明白这个圣经
I was scheduled to teach a class at the college on the book of Romans
我在那个大学里边他们是要让我教罗马书
right before I quit so that I could come here and teach
然后就是我在我就是辞掉那边来这里之前
but as I was preparing for this class I was collecting commentaries
然后在我但是在那个之前呢我在收集不同的注释经书
And I have, over the years, a shelf about this long of commentaries on Romans.
然后我有大概这么三尺长的这个关于罗马书的注释。
And one day I'm sitting in my office,
有一天我坐在我的办公室
studying, and I look at that shelf of books on Romans.
然后我就看看那个整个一书架的关于罗马书的注释。
This one is by Dr. So-and-so.
这个是什么什么博士写的
This one is by a great scholar.
这个是一个伟大的学者
This one, you know, all of these.
所有这些
And I thought.
然后我就想
When Paul wrote Romans.
当保罗写罗马书的时候
He wrote it to people at a church in Rome.
他就写给一个在罗马的教会
Many of them were slaves.
很多这个成员呢会员都是奴隶
Many of them couldn't read.
有好多这个根本就不会读书，不认字儿。
But Paul fully expected.
但是保罗却完全的期待他们。
Someone would stand.
有些人会站起来，在教会里面
read Romans,
就开始读这个罗马书信。
And they would listen to it.
然后大家就听。
And understand it.
然后大家都可以理解。
And none of them had any of the commentaries on my shelf.
然后他没有任何一个人有我这么一书架的这个注经书。
Isn't that amazing?
对不对？是不是这样的？
Now, the commentaries are still useful.
当然这个注经书还是有用的。但是
Scripture was written to be understood.
但是经文是为了让人明白而写的。
And so here's the reason I emphasize that and then we have to quit.
因为我们现在要停了，要课要结束了，快要。
Don't think it's a closed book.
不要想这个书好像就是一个关起来的书。
That you can't understand.
不是说觉得这个书你根本没法明白。
Will you have to dig?
当你需要深入挖掘的时候。
Oh yeah.
对，有时候你需要去深入挖掘。
Peter writes, I love this in 2 Peter, he says,
我很喜欢彼得后书。
Our brother Paul has written some things that are difficult to understand.
他说了，他说我们的兄弟保罗写了一些东西是书信上是不太容易理解的。
He might be talking about Romans.
他有可能在讲罗马书。
So yes, you will have to dig.
所以有的时候你需要深入挖掘。
But as you study and as you pray for God's Spirit to open your eyes,
当你这样去研读，你求神的圣灵来帮助你能明白经文的时候，
the book becomes clear.
然后这个经圣经就会对你明。
The other thing I will say that the reason this is important,
另外一个我要讲的是很重要的是，
is when someone tells you some hidden message in Scripture.
有些人告诉你这个圣经中的这个隐藏的意思的时候，
be very afraid.
你要很小心，很害怕。
Don't let people pull you off into all kinds of crazy ideas.
不要让人把你引带走，带到那种很狂妄的念头里边。
In 1987,
在1987年的时候
，there was a book that became very popular among Christians.
在基督徒的这个中间有一个很流行的书。
88 reasons Jesus will return in 1988.
他说88个理。就是关于耶稣基督会在1988年回来的理由。
I'm not joking. It was a very popular book.
真的，我不是开玩笑，那本书非常的流行。
What is even more sad?
但是更让我更令人难过的是这样的。
You can figure out that it didn't happen.
你知道1988年神没回来。
A year later,
又过了一年。
The same writer,
这个同样的这个作者
wrote another book.
又写了另外一本书。
He had found another reason.
他就发现另外一个理由。
And he wrote a book, 89 reasons.
他就写了89个理由。
That Jesus will return in 1989.
他说，主耶稣会在1989年回来的。
And the amazing thing to me is that some people who had bought the first book,
你知道那个买了第一本书。
Bought the second one.
又买了第二本书。
And I thought, how gullible can you be?
你说他这个还需要这个多。
If you have both books, don't be offended.
如果你两本书都有的话，请你不要觉得被冒犯。
But here is what would have saved people a lot of money.
这个会让我们省很多钱。
Scripture is meant to be understood.
所以经文是让我们能够
理解的。Jesus said, "No one knows."
主耶稣说，没有人知道那个日子。
No one knows when he's coming back.
没有人知道那个什么时候回来。
And so, if some television evangelist,
如果在电视上的这个
播道家 or some prophecy expert,
或者是那个预言专家
says to me,
对我说
I have figured it out.
我已经这个想出来了。
I'm going to say,
我就会对他说
you're either smarter than Jesus,
或者你比主耶稣更聪明
or you're wrong,
或者你错了。
And I'm pretty sure you're not smarter than Jesus.
我很确定你没有主耶稣更聪明。
Scripture is meant to be understood.
所以经文是要让我们能理解的。
And I give you a funny example.
我给大家一个可笑的例子。
But what is very sad is this.
但是令人难过的是。
Over and over and over, Christians get confused and led into all kinds of trouble.
所以一次又一次的，很多的基督徒就是开始混乱，然后就走到不同的错误里边。
Because of someone finding some complicated, hidden, secret truth in the Bible.
因为有些人发现了一些很复杂的、一些隐藏的圣经上的真理。
Scripture is given to be a light. A lamp.
所以经文是要让我做我们的光，做我们脚前的灯的。
And so read it.
所以当去读经文。
Say God.
对神说，神呐、啊。
Help me to understand.
帮助我能够了解。
Do the hard work to study.
好好的深入挖掘去学去学习。
And it will be a lamp that will guide you.
然后这就会成为你脚前的灯来带领你。
Okay, we'll finish this up next week. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, help us to read your word.
主啊，帮助我们去读你的话语。
Help us to have eyes that are open.
帮助我们的心里的眼睛能打开。
that we will hear you, we will understand, and we will follow.
我们会听到你的声音，我们能理解，我们也跟随你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.